Today is the 9th day of October. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you around the global campfire, taking the next step forward together. That will lead us to continue our journey in the book of Jeremiah. Once we get to the New Testament, we'll be moving into a brand new letter from the Apostle Paul, a letter to the Thessalonians, the first one, so 1 Thessalonians. We'll talk about that when we get there. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 1 through 14, verse 10. If I took you to court, Lord, you would win. But I still have questions about your justice. Why do guilty persons enjoy success? Why are evildoers so happy? You plant them and they take root. They flourish and bear fruit. You are always on their lips, but far from their hearts. Yet you, Lord, you know me. You see me. You can tell that I love you. So drag them away and butcher them like sheep. Prepare them for the slaughterhouse. How long will the land mourn and the grass and the fields dry up? The animals and birds are swept away due to the evil of those in the land. The people say, God doesn't see what we're up to. If you have raced with people and are worn out, how will you compete with horses? If you fall down in an open field, how will you survive in the forest along the Jordan? Even your relatives, your very family, are planning to trap you. They are out to get you, so don't trust them, even if they appear to be on your side. I have abandoned my house. I have deserted my inheritance. I have given the one I love into the power of her enemies. My inheritance has turned against me, like a lion in the forest. She growls at me. Therefore, I have rejected her. My inheritance has become like a bird of prey, surrounded and attacked. Go, gather all the wild animals for the feast. Many shepherds have destroyed my vineyard. They have trampled down my field. They have reduced my treasured field to a desolate wilderness. They have devastated her. Desolate, she cries out to me in distress. The whole land is desolate, and no one seems to care. Over all the desert roads, destroyers march. For the sword of the Lord devours from one end of the land to the other. No one is safe. They have sown wheat and reaped weeds. They have worn themselves out for nothing. They will be ashamed of their harvest on account of the Lord's fierce anger. The Lord proclaims, "The evil nations have seized the land that I gave my people Israel. I'm going to dig them up from their own lands. And I will dig up the people of Judah from among them. And after I have dug them up, I will again have compassion on them and restore their inheritance and their land. And then, if they will learn the ways of my people, to make a solemn pledge in my name, as the Lord lives, just as they once taught my people to swear to Baal, then they will be built up in the midst of my people. But if they don't listen, I will dig up that nation. Yes, I will dig up and destroy, declares the Lord." The Lord proclaimed to me, "Go and buy a linen undergarment. Wear it for a while without washing it." So I bought a linen undergarment, as the Lord told me, and I put it on. The Lord spoke to me again, "Take the undergarment that you are wearing and go at once to the Euphrates and put it under a rock." So I went and buried it at the Euphrates, as the Lord instructed. After a long time, the Lord said to me, "Return to the Euphrates and dig up the undergarment that I commanded you to bury there." So I went to the Euphrates and I dug up the linen undergarment from the place I had buried it. But it was ruined and good for nothing. Then the Lord's word came to me. The Lord proclaims, "In the same way, I will ruin the brazen pride of Judah and Jerusalem. Instead of listening to me, this wicked people follow their own willful hearts and pursue other gods, worshiping and serving them. They will become like this linen garment, good for nothing. Just as a linen undergarment clings to the body, so I created the people of Israel and Judah to cling to me, declares the Lord, to be my people for my honor, praise, and grandeur. But they wouldn't obey. So deliver this word to them. The Lord, the God of Israel, proclaims, every wine jug should be filled with wine, and they will answer you, 'Don't we already know that? Obviously, every wine jug should be filled with wine.' Then you should say to them, 'The Lord proclaims, I'm going to fill everyone who lives in this country with wine that makes them drunk, including the kings on David's throne, the priests, the prophets, and all those living in Jerusalem. And I will shatter every one of them, even parents and children, declares the Lord. I won't take pity. I won't have compassion. I will show no mercy when I destroy them.'" Listen closely. Don't be arrogant, for the Lord has spoken. Honor the Lord your God before it's too late, before you stumble on the mountain paths in the evening shadows. Then you will hope for light, only to find darkness and gloom. If you are too proud to listen, I will go off alone and cry my eyes out. I will weep uncontrollably because the Lord's flock will be dragged off into exile. Tell the queen and the queen mother, come down from your lofty place, because your glorious crowns will soon be removed from your heads. The towns of the arid southern plain will be surrounded. No one will get in or out. All Judah will be taken into exile. Everyone will be led away. Lift up your eyes and see who is approaching from the north. Where is the flock entrusted to you, your beautiful flock? What will you say when he appoints someone as head over you? Your defenders, your trusted allies. Won't pain grip you like that of a woman in labor? And when you ask yourself, why have all these things happened to me? It is because of your many sins that you have been stripped and violated. Can a Cushite change his skin, or a leopard its spots? Neither can you do good when doing evil comes so naturally. So I will scatter you like straw that is blown away by the desert winds. This is the future that I have prepared for you, declares the Lord. Because you have forgotten me and trusted in lies, I myself will pull up your skirt over your face and expose your shame. I have seen your adultery and lust, your disgusting idols and shameless prostitution on the hills and in the fields. How terrible for you, Jerusalem! How long will you remain dirty? The Lord's word to Jeremiah concerning the droughts. Judah mourns. Her gates wither away. The people fall to the ground in sorrow as sobs of Jerusalem ascend. The rich send their servants for water, but the wells run dry. They return with empty jars, ashamed, bewildered, and in despair. Because the ground is cracked due to lack of rain, the farmers too are ashamed. They cover their heads. Even the doe in the field abandons her newborn, for there's no grass. The wild donkeys stand on the well-traveled paths, panting like thirsty dogs. They go blind since there's nothing to eat. Even though our sins testify against us, help us, Lord, for your name's sake. We have turned away from you and sinned against you time and again. You are the hope of Israel, its savior in times of trouble. Why are you like a stranger in the land, like a tourist spending only the night? Why are you like the one taken by surprise, like a warrior unable to act? Yet you are in our midst, Lord. We are called by your name. Don't give up on us. This is what the Lord proclaims about this people. Since they have loved to wander off and haven't restrained themselves, I won't accept them. Now I will recall their wrongdoing and punish their sin. Okay, as we mentioned at the beginning, we have some new territory to enter into. A letter to the church in Thessalonica called 1 Thessalonians. Many biblical scholars believe this is the first preserved letter from the Apostle Paul, maybe his first letter. But if this is true, then 1 Thessalonians is probably the earliest existing Christian writing in the world. And that's not kind of like an outlying theory. Lots of scholars believe this to be correct, true. This church, the church in Thessalonica, the establishment of the church is described in the book of Acts in the 17th chapter. Paul had been in Philippi, and there was persecution, right? We read of this in the book of Acts, where Paul goes somewhere, then Jewish people find out about it. They kind of cause a riot. Paul either gets beaten up or arrested or flees or whatever and goes to the next town. And so this is kind of the story. Persecution broke out and became severe in Philippi. And so he travels to Thessalonica, and persecution breaks out there as well. But before that happens, a brand new church is planted and spins up. And it's an intense time, and Paul doesn't have a whole lot of time to teach, but a church is begun. And then persecution breaks out, and so Paul flees in the night. And this is all happening on the second missionary journey of Paul. And so he flees, and a few cities later, he's in Corinth. And Paul then stays in Corinth for like a year and a half. And so it's likely that from Corinth, Paul probably wrote this letter known as 1 Thessalonians in the early 50s AD. And since Paul didn't have a whole lot of time to teach and lay things in order with this church because of the persecution, you can imagine his concern about whether they survived or what's happening with them. But also you can imagine the questions that the new believers have. They have all kinds of questions that come up. And so many of them come up in this letter. And Paul sends this letter in place of himself because he's not able to go. And so he sends Timothy with this letter. Timothy returns, letting Paul know that the Thessalonians are actually doing well. They're staying true. But we find from this letter that there are people asking questions. They don't have full understanding, and so they're questioning things that Paul had taught them, in particular things like the afterlife of a believer. And so Paul talks about these things, and this adds to our theological understanding, which we receive quite a bit from in the writings of Paul. And so with that, we turn the page and begin this letter, 1 Thessalonians. Today we'll read chapter 1, verse 1, through chapter 2, verse 8. From Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Thessalonian church, that is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to all of you. We always thank God for all of you when we mention you constantly in our prayers. This is because we remember your work that comes from faith, your effort that comes from love, and your perseverance that comes from hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father. Brothers and sisters, you are loved by God, and we know that He has chosen you. We know this because our good news didn't come to you just in speech, but also with power in the Holy Spirit and with deep conviction. You know as well as we do what kind of people we were when we were with you, which was for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord when you accepted the message that came from the Holy Spirit with joy in spite of great suffering. As a result, you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The message about the Lord rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place. The news about your faithfulness to God is spread so that we don't even need to mention it. People tell us about what sort of welcome we had from you and how you turned to God from idols. As a result, you are serving the living and true God, and you are waiting for His Son from heaven. His Son is Jesus, who is the one He raised from the dead and who is the one who will rescue us from the coming wrath. As you yourselves know, brothers and sisters, our visit with you wasn't a waste of time. On the contrary, we had the courage through God to speak God's good news in spite of a lot of opposition, although we had already suffered and were publicly insulted in Philippi, as you know. Our appeal isn't based on false information, the wrong motives, or deception. Rather, we have been examined and approved by God to be trusted with the good news. And that's exactly how we speak. We aren't trying to please people, but we are trying to please God, who continues to examine our hearts. As you know, we never used flattery, and God is our witness that we didn't have greedy motives. We didn't ask for special treatment from people, not from you or from others. Although we could have thrown our weight around as Christ's apostles. Instead, we were gentle with you like a nursing mother caring for her own children. We were glad to share not only God's good news with you, but also our very lives, because we cared for you so much. Psalm 79, a psalm of Asaph. The nations have come into your inheritance, God. They've defiled your holy temple. They've made Jerusalem a bunch of ruins. They've left your servants' bodies as food for the birds. They've left the flesh of your faithful to the wild animals of the earth. They've poured out the blood of the faithful like water all around Jerusalem, and there's no one left to bury them. We've become a joke to our neighbors, nothing but objects of ridicule and disapproval to those around us. How long will you rage, Lord? Forever? How long will your anger burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations who don't know you, on the kingdoms that haven't called on your name. They've devoured Jacob and demolished his pasture. don't remember the iniquities of past generations. Let your compassion hurry to meet us, because we've been brought so low. God of our salvation, help us for the glory of your name. Deliver us and cover our sins for the sake of your name. Why should the nations say, "Where's their God now?" Let vengeance for the spilled blood of your servants be known among the nations before our very eyes. Let the prisoners' groaning reach you. With your powerful arm, spare those who are destined to die. Pay back our neighbors seven times over, right where it hurts, for the insults they used on you, Lord. We are, after all, your people and the sheep of your very own pasture. We will give you thanks forever. We will proclaim your praises from one generation to the next. Proverbs 24, 30 through 34. I happened upon the field of a lazy person, by the vineyard of one with no sense. Thorns grew all over it. Weeds covered the ground, and the stone wall was falling down. I observed this and took it to heart. I saw it and learned a lesson. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little lying down with folded arms, and poverty will come on you like a prowler, deprivation like a man with a shield. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for bringing us day by day, step by step, week by week, month by month, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book, through the scriptures, and for the thing that we can't do, the transformation that happens because of it, the change in outlook, the change in perspective, the change of heart that only you can do. And so we open ourselves to you as we enter yet another of Paul's letters. Come, Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth as we continue this journey forward. Yes, Holy Spirit, lead us deeper into Jesus, we pray. In his mighty name we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's where the global campfire is burning. It's where we come and join together each and every day, even though we may be vastly, not even maybe, we are vastly spread all over the earth. This is where we end up coming, whether we're on the website or using the app. So that's home base. That's where you find out what's going on around here. And it's always good to know. So check it out. Check out the community section. This is where to get connected on social media. It's also where the prayer wall lives. Check out the Daily Audio Bible Shop. There are resources that are available there. Things to wear, things to write with, things to write on, things to listen to, things to read, things to take the journey further. And so check that all out at the Daily Audio Bible Shop, either in the web or on the app. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Thank you. If what we do around this global campfire every day is life-giving to you, then thank you for your partnership, humbly and deeply. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, You can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red hotline button. Hotline button looking thing up at the top. Can't miss it. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Blessed One in AZ. It's October 5th. I'm calling in just to give a message to Lisa. Dear sister, I'm praying for you. I'm praying that God takes your pain from you. You're so brave, and I just want you to know that you've been an inspiration to me. Every message that I hear from you, I see your faith, and I feel your faith shining through and your bravery. I'm praying that the Lord Jesus takes your pain right now. I know that's the thing that's been bothering you the most, and I'm here for you. I'm here with you, and my heart is here with you, sister. Just know that you're not alone, and you make a difference in my life, and I'm sure many other people who are listening for your messages. I want you to know, sister, you are so loved, and I'm praying that Jesus helps you right now to be pain-free and at peace. I love you, sister.
Good morning, Dab family. This is Jessica in California. I'm just listening to the September 16th podcast, and I finally heard Angel Heart, who I haven't heard in a long time. I may have missed her. I'm so glad to hear her voice, and we love you, Angel Heart. We missed you when we didn't hear from you. And I just want you to know that I am still thinking about you even when I don't hear from you, and I'm still praying for you. And Lord, I just want to bring Angel Heart to you, and I just thank you, Lord, that she's not in pain, and that, Lord, you're working on her mind. You're helping her get out all the lies from the enemy, and you're placing your Holy Spirit in her mind, and you're teaching her the truth, and you're taking out all the lies that the enemy planted, and you're making her into a beautiful creation that that's going to serve your kingdom and help other people that have gone through the same thing that she's gone through. I just thank you, Lord, that if the enemy had a hold on her like this, it's because she has a special place in your heart, Lord, and the enemy wanted to take that away, but Lord, you've redeemed her life. And Lord, that you're going to use her as a vessel to help many other people that have been in her place. And I just thank you, Lord, for her sweet spirit and her willingness to call out for her brothers and sisters to pray for her and to ask for help. I just thank you, Lord, for her life and what you're doing. And I pray that the Holy Spirit comes and strengthens her and helps her through every lie of the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I love you, Dab family, and I love you, Angel Heart, and I'm so glad to hear your voice. Take care. Bye.
Hello, DAB family. This is Rider for Christ from Southern California. And I'd like to give you a little context from the last prayer request. I am a law enforcement for a small city in the area of East LA, and I drive about a little close to 80 miles one way to go to work. I've been searching for the past year for something closer to home, and a little while back I requested for prayer for an opportunity that was close by. I did not get a yes, I did not get a no, and so got answered with a wait. Another opportunity has come up, and I would like to ask my DAB family if they can please pray for me for this opportunity to get a police officer position for a department that's way closer than where I am now. So, yes, please, DAB family, I thank you in advance for praying, and until the next one.
Shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. calling in for Lisa. What a warrior she is. What a shining light you are, Lisa, for the rest of us in this time and in the struggles that you are going through and what you're dealing with. You are such an uplifting young lady. It'd be a privilege and an honor to have met you in person. But someday we will meet. We want to lift you up. We want to give you praise. We want to give you strength. We ask that the Lord is with you and guides you through this time. We pray for miraculous healing. We ask that the Lord will allow you to live longer, to be a light and encouragement for others, myself included. We are on our knees, lifting our hands high, asking our Lord and Savior that he would heal you. And if that is not his will, but his will is to have you meet him soon, that he will be with you, guide you, give you the peace, understanding, and comfort that you need and that you speak of so eloquently. Lisa, our hearts are heavy for you, but we believe that you can be healed if it is thy Lord's will. We ask this in our beloved Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, and God bless.